Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD.
Rono.
They are dubbed life's little miracles. Life's little blessings.
Blessings, okay.
Yes, all those things. They're called just, you know, the light of our lives. The key to our hearts, all of those things, that's what they call children. I believe children themselves are the ones that figured out how to do that branding.
Named themselves.
Yep. Oh, I think so. Yeah, they definitely gave themselves those titles because, yeah, we love them and all, but man, boy, do they just love messing with you, don't they, Monica?
Oh, all the time.
Especially little boys. Little boys in particular. Yeah. Monica's got a 5-year-old.
Little stinkers.
I have an 8-year-old. I see no difference between their stinky behavior between 5 and 8 years old. Nothing changes. I'm here to report, Monica, just so you know. You know, you always say, it gets better. It does not. At least not yet. And they love messing with you. My son was messing with me last night, and apparently your son was messing with you yesterday, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I was like, I wanted to take a nap yesterday, and I said, okay, I'm going to lay down and try to just chill out for a minute. And I was like, kids, don't bother mommy. don't bother mommy.
Fair enough.
Well, I start to doze off, and Hendrix walks over, and he's staring at me. And I'm like, what? He said, I'm starving. I said, no, you're not. No, you are not. He said, I'm starving. My stomach is growling.
Oh,
I'm like, no, it's not. Yeah. I was like, you are just a turd. And then he just runs off.
Kids do not. Maybe I just don't remember what it's like to be hungry as a child. And maybe it is stronger or something.
Yeah.
But I feel like they do not have any idea the true definition of starving. They never do.
No, they don't.
Because they act like they're starving all the time. I'm starving. I think you had Cheez-Its 20 minutes ago. So that can't be possible. See, that you're starving.
But they have a lot of energy.
The thing is, they have a lot of energy and they have no sense of time. As a kid, you have no sense of time. So, Zach, you just said you had Cheez-Its 20 minutes ago. They have no clue when 20 minutes ago was.
So what you're saying is it's like a dog. You know how they say with dogs, kind you can leave for 5 hours or 5 minutes and the dog doesn't know the difference?
They react the same when they see you. That's kind of what it is.
Okay.
And so they don't know when the last time they ate was. They don't know when the next time, in perspective, they don't know the next time they're going to eat. So that moment there is very important.
See, I feel like he knows, too, because
he knows. Hendrix knows.
The same time they sit there.
He likes to test me.
They act like they know everything, and yet you're telling me that they have the memory of a bird, like a pigeon. That's really it.
They think they know everything. They don't know what they don't know.
Right.
I'm here for the kids.
Antoine says that the children, they have no concept of time.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I'm here to report to you that my children's internal clock goes off every single day at exactly 2 o'clock because that's when they're allowed to have their iPads.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's amazing.
Uh-huh.
They can be outside playing around 1:58, just minding their own business, 1:59. All of a sudden, it is as if a signal from the God himself, yes, the Lord, just is like 2 o'clock and they come running in. They've managed to set some sort of, they have a chip. I think there's a chip in their brains and they have no concept of time. They know every concept of time, Monica. All of them.
Yes, they sure do.
Yep.
Like Hendrix, he knows about the video game. If it's time to play the video game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he knows.
Because that's a little bit more intangible in his control. The food's not so much in their control.
You have lost this argument. I don't know what you're talking about.
The food is in your control. Uncle Twan got you,
kids. Look, you know what? I'm going to drop Hendrix off with you.
I told you. Bring old Henny over to Uncle Twan.
I'm going to bring you Henny.
I got you.
Henny and Lenny. Henny and Lenny.
Oh, I know. Look,
Henny and Lenny.
That's a show.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
That's a show. And Antoine's going to, you know what, Antoine? You're going to have to grow your hair back just so you can pull it out.
So I can pull it out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Get ready for it. Oh, my son, he's such a liar. He's the one I have to worry about as they grow up.
You said that, yeah.
My daughter, I believe, is a responsible human. I mean, I could say could say to my daughter, could you please do your homework on time now until your high school graduation? Okay. And she would. I mean, that's
never
it.
Never have to talk to her again.
Yeah, I'd never have to bring it up again. But him?
Yeah, I get you on that.
He's a liar. He's shady. He has no remorse on any of those things. Just last night, the boy is addicted to microwave popcorn. He loves it, man. He will eat it. Anytime we put any show on that's longer than 22 minutes, he goes, we should make popcorn. I'm like, all right, look, it ain't movie night every single night. We should make popcorn. So his mother makes him popcorn last night, and he starts eating some out of the bag in his little bowl, and then he goes and gets more and puts more in the bowl. And he goes and gets more. I say, all right, that is enough. You're not eating an entire bag of microwave popcorn all by yourself. That's enough. And he goes, well, I can eat the rest at another time. I said, whatever, but it ain't now.
It ain't now.
But I did not want to watch his stupid shows, and it was just me and the boy home last night. And I said, I'm going upstairs. I'm going to watch TV for a little while. I go up there for a half hour. I come down. He's eating the whole bag. He went in and ate it. No remorse.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't care. Didn't care at all.
It was another time.
When you tell him anything, they won't listen. Like,
no.
I tell Hendrix, stop jumping off the dresser in his room. Mm-hmm. And every time I hear a boom, boom.
Yep.
And I'm like, what was that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Nothing.
He was watching Law and Order. That's what the boom boom was.
It was an episode.
My favorite show.
SVU. You heard the boom boom.
Right. That's all he was doing. It had nothing to do with anything else. Mommy, I was just watching TV. That's it. What are you talking about?
That's all it.
Right. He dropped some cymbals.
Right. And then the minute he cracks his skull, you got to be the one to pick him up and be like, oh, it'll be okay. Oh, I hurt my head. Yep. And what you want to say is no ish, Sherlock. Right. This is what I've been telling you for years, you moron. You don't listen to me. But they, I didn't mean it. It was an accident. Oh, yeah. Yeah, enjoy.
Uncle Twan.
There are little blessings, though.
Yeah. Are they? He brought it back around.
Yes.
No, it's our little blessings. No, it was our little dogs. We learned that. That's what it is. It's our little birds. Coming up, what's coming up with the diamond of the day?
She realized her boyfriend of 8 years been lying to her the entire time.
You know, I saw that story. This is how jacked up my life is and how, you know, how creepy it is that computers spy on you and everything. I received this story as a breaking news alert this morning on my phone.
Breaking news?
I know. Oh, wow. This story is okay,
but I mean, I'm just saying it's good, but it's not breaking news.
It's relationship.
A vaccine is breaking news.
Exactly. Exactly. I got two stories that were breaking news this morning when I woke up. This one and the latest on Kanye losing his mind. Those were the two stories they delivered to me. But yeah, I got this one as breaking news, which is ridiculous. Wow. So that's coming up next. Hey! This story of her relationship is breaking news. If you're me, but nobody else.
Miss Monica.
I know.
Diamond of the day.
Yeah, because this woman, she started dating her now boyfriend of 8 years. She started dating at 25. Mm-hmm. And 9 months into their relationship, she found out he had cheated. And she was like, okay, I forgive you, whatever. We'll move on with our life. They get a home. They seem happy and everything else. Up until recently when there's a knock at the door. Mm-hmm. And it's his ex. The one that he was seeing, well, she thought he had cheated on, you know, her with 8 years ago. They had been seeing each other the entire time.
Yeah, this was no ex. This was not an ex that we're talking about.
Not an ex, really.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
I can tell you, Antoine, because again, this was breaking news for me. It's breaking news. So I know all the details. Again, my phone told me this was breaking news. I have no idea why. But this woman, she's in a relationship for 8 years with this guy.
Okay.
Okay. So she seems like it's any other relationship. They live together.
Okay.
They shop for rings together.
Okay.
They were going through in vitro fertilization together.
Okay.
Okay. So this is
planning on babies.
A long-term relationship. He had a job that caused him to go on business trips.
All right.
Or so she thought, because his business trip was 30 miles away to his other house with his other girlfriend that he had had the entire time and had actually been with for 15 years.
Wow.
He was living a double life for sure.
Wow.
And I was like, it's crazy to even think that he could possibly even do that.
I know.
How much stress? Like, how do you even do that and have time to do it?
I didn't have time to do anything.
Figured it out.
I mean, you got to have an Excel spreadsheet of who do we hang out with in this scenario.
But how do you not even call her by the wrong name?
I have no idea. I don't know. Not even the wrong name, but just the references of dinner last night. Boy, those hamburgers were good. What do you mean? We had mac and cheese.
Hamburgers.
Oh, son of a lorf. I don't know what's going on.
And they both just didn't pick up on any of it?
No.
It's just, I don't know, it's wild.
Wow.
But yeah, the ex knocked at the door and said she wanted him to buy her out of the property they share together.
Yeah, because she found out.
So she found out.
Right. So this was okay. 2 a.m.
But still.
Knock on the door, and she says, she confronts him and says, what the hell is going on here? And then the women end up finding out. Oh, yeah. 8 years.
For years.
Wow.
Ridiculous.
Wow.
that it was breaking news. I'm like, again, I don't understand.
That is crazy.
I'm like, all right, either my phone thinks this is the kind of stuff that I consider to be actual news, or it's trying to give me some sort of code that my life is in shambles or something. I don't know what the heck was going on there. My God.
Breaking news.
Yeah, and how do you pull that off? For all that time,
with 30 miles.
Media, 30 miles.
Mm-hmm.
30 miles. That's like Roanoke and Salem almost. Ooh, the corners of Roanoke and Salem.
Because I was going to say 30 miles is not enough, but then I think to myself, the distance between Roanoke and Lynchburg. And the friends that I have had that used to live in Roanoke, which is where I live, and they've moved to Lynchburg. As far as I know, they're dead. I don't know. I don't see them anymore.
Never seen them.
Right. So I guess if I had my secret life there, oh, I can't even imagine making that.
Well, you know what exposed him?
What's that?
Coronavirus and quarantine, because he had to be quarantined somewhere. Someone said, like, why are you leaving?
Yeah.
Because, so he picked 8 years instead of 15 years.
I have a business trip. No, you don't.
Really? There's nothing happening in the world. Where are you going?
He's like, crap, why was I not a male nurse? I'd still have somewhere to go. Ah! Coming up next, welcome to the Jerk Store, populated by us, Monica the Jerk, Zach the Jerk. We're just a big pile of jerks around here.
I just shopped there.
You were kind of a jerk, too. I don't have a clip of you, but I'm sure... You know what? You own stock in this company as well.
That's true.
We'll get into the Jerk Store next, and then the modern man. Are Antoine and I modern men?
I'm not. I already can tell you. I'm probably not. Actually, I may be more modern than old school.
Looking at the list, you're probably more modern man than I am.
All right.
There's lots of stuff about like listening and your feelings on there. We'll see what's going on with that. Here we are. Just a bunch of jerks hanging out with you.
No. You guys. Unless I'm the you. You're the bunch of jerks hanging out with me. Okay, never mind. Go ahead. Continue your statement. It's true.
The biggest jerks don't embrace their jerkdom, I'm just saying. We're all just a bunch of jerks together here on the K92 Morning Thing. I know I put the our boss, Kevin, helps out by putting together the podcast. So he puts it together, but then I have to send him a description of the show. And I sent him the description yesterday, and I put in there Anger Diary this and something or else. And then I said, Monica the Jerk. And he texts me back.
He says,
that kind of sounds like a strong thing to say. Did you want to maybe reword that? I said, it's in the show. Go listen. Right. I said, go listen.
Do the research, right, and then you'll figure it out.
Go ask Antoine in particular, because you were the one that had to receive this just savage.
It's typically the case.
Yeah.
It's typically the case.
We were talking about movies yesterday, and Monica just has to bring this up for no reason. We were basically done with the segment. We're moving on, and then she has to reveal this. You know, an Antoine, lover of movies, misses them desperately right now. Monica, did you want to add anything?
Oh, no, I was going to say I have a friend that has friends over in New Zealand. I'm like, damn it, we can't visit.
Over there playing Lord of the
Rings. He said
it's
great. They went to the movies. Mm.
Okay, that was unnecessary.
I know.
I took that personal.
You know, Monica, I felt the pain. I wanted y'all to feel it too.
Could have just ended right there.
I know. Could have just stopped.
We were all banded together on how dumb everybody was, and now you got to make us feel poopy.
Yeah, sorry,
thanks a lot.
Oh.
And
hurtful.
And she said, I felt the pain, so I wanted you guys to feel the pain too. Monica went to 3 movies in 2019.
Right.
Maybe at most 3 times. What pain did she feel?
Yeah, I don't feel like she felt that pain. The difference to me, Antoine, was her saying, well, you know, I have a little bit of a hangnail on my finger, so I wanted you to feel the pain, so I cut your finger off.
Exactly.
I mean, that's really what she did right there, because it was just.
They also went to dinner. And they had a very lovely dinner.
Well, now that's now you're hurting me, too.
Now you're going after Zach.
See, now it hurts. It hurts me.
What
hurts
you?
More like just thinking about it.
What hurts you, Monica?
Yeah, what does hurt you?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I took melatonin last night. I'm a little groggy.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Antoine, I know what hurts Monica. Us being happy.
That's
and
what it
she
is.
She doesn't want that to happen. So she brings this up instead.
Oh, man.
And you know, and here I was going to try to help you out, Monica, and you know, give some solidarity and play a clip of me being a jerk yesterday. But now I feel like I should just leave you out on your own island.
I think you should.
What? Oh, no. We're all a family here.
I'm the cousin that moved away. That just sends cards on Christmas.
I'm the middle kid that just can't wait to move out of this place also. It's just, you know, it's always...
I hate coming back to Aunt Nancy's house.
I know. Oh, my God. All right, fine. Because I wrongly accused the kid at Kroger who put together my click list order for forgetting my cheese, which he did not forget my cheese. I have to apologize to everyone under the age of 20 who works at the grocery store. Because yesterday, I was looking for my Parmesan cheese wedge that I purchased, and I could not find it anywhere. And I thought to myself, you know what? I see what this is. Freaking Dylan. He calls up this swap out forgets to put it in my bin anyway. No. This is what happens when you have a 17-year-old do your groceries. You have to make the provisions for all of this.
Oh, you were piling on.
Oh, I was piling on. Let me just go check the trunk just in case, you know, some items do shift during transit.
They do.
And lo and behold, there it was in the trunk. Yeah. You know, at least I apologize. And the only victim was me. I was punished with my own cheese.
But I think to take it a step further, you should go back to that store and find out who was working that day and apologize to them directly with an extra tip.
Oh, gosh.
Sounds like
that. Seems like a lot.
No, it's too much contact.
But, I mean, that sounds great.
Contactless. They don't accept tips. I'm sorry.
They'll do. He could do Venmo. The kid probably has Cash App.
Yeah,
they have
Sounds
that.
Like we're busy contact tracing for other things.
That's
I don't have time to do it for this. We got a lot going on. The moment is over. I apologize.
I will say
to
this.
To the air by myself.
I think you're less of a jerk than Monica because what you did didn't impact me at all.
Okay.
You didn't attack what I love.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'll accept that as a win for the
there
day.
There you go.
I'm good. That's all I need. I don't need to be a good person, just a slightly better than Monica person.
That's all you have to reach for.
For today, and that's it.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
They have the traits of the modern man. I'm the man. Yes, you are. Or are you? That's where the question comes in.
Okay.
I mean, you want to evolve. I would say as a man, I don't necessarily want to be Don Draper from Mad Men. Though at times I kind of want to be. Oh, man.
Just wearing suits all the time and smoking cigarettes in building.
Drinking at work. Undermining everybody. I mean, come on.
That's it.
That would be fun for a day. You're a jerk.
For a day.
Right. You're not the modern man, there's no doubt. The question is, who's more modern manny? Is it me? Is it Antoine? It's probably Antoine. So it's a new poll, and they asked people to name the traits of a modern man.
Well, let's get Monica's opinion first.
Okay. Yes, Monica, yes. Let's get your opinion first. I like that.
Who do you think is more, without knowing anything else about it, who do you think is more of a modern man, me or Zach?
I think you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I think Antoine, too.
Wait, you already said it. You kind of leaned in on that one.
Yeah, thinking about this. Yes.
Modern doesn't mean better. Remember when they came out with New Coke?
Oh.
Nobody liked New Coke. So I'm just saying. You do your fair share of the cleaning.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a very organized. You guys already know that about me.
I do my fair share as well. Okay. So I think we're good on that one. You talk openly about your feelings.
Yeah.
Point Antoine. Strike one for Zach. If your boss or manager was a woman, you would be totally fine with it.
Yes.
I actually wish mine was.
I've worked previously for a woman, and I was perfectly okay with it.
Okay, so we win, both of us, on that one. You're okay with discussing your mental health.
Yep. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Me, I don't know. Antoine's always asking me about it. I'm like, stop talking. You're quiet, modern man.
But Zach, how do you feel?
Yeah, you're a good listener.
Yes.
I'm not. Sorry,
I'm a great listener.
You're great with kids.
Nope. That's me.
I don't know. You're openly affectionate.
Nope.
I mean,
that's me.
The sarcastic count as affectionate? Like, that would be all right.
That's an emotion, isn't it?
Yeah. So okay, here's the question though, because I think this one is interesting, and I disagree with this one because I think it's terrible. Is you'd be fine being a stay at home dad?
No.
1,000 times no. I can't do it. I could never do it.
I could do it because I could be a stay-at-home dad and like a YouTube podcast creator, because you could still do that at home too.
Oh, you think
so? And a lot
of
them do it. Yes.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Well, so like Logic, we were talking about yesterday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, that sounds like a great idea in fantasy land over there, Antoine. So what we're going to do is the social experiment, like we talked about earlier, of sending both of our sons over to you, Henny and Lenny. And we're going to send you Henny and Lenny. And let me see how productive you can be trying to do a YouTube video while those two heathens are around.
When does mom come home? Mom comes home at some point.
She doesn't. She's gone for it. You're stay-at-home dad.
I can't be stay-at-home dad without any income.
Well, when she comes home, she's tired. She's been working all day.
She needs to spend time for children, too.
So you need to make them dinner. And then, so, I don't know, maybe you can squeeze in 40 minutes after they go to bed at 10 p.m. to try to get your videos out.
No, because I'm going to make them a part of my YouTube podcasting experience.
No, because every time you put kids on camera, they stop doing all their fun stuff. My kids are great until I hold up the phone. They go, well, let me see the video. There's nothing here until you do something.
A director can't blame the actors if the director can't direct.
It can if the actors suck. All right? You can be the, all right? If Martin Scorsese is given the cast of, you know, some terrible movie, he can't turn it into The Godfather.
Okay.
If he's given a bunch of Real
Housewives. Come here.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Great job, Monica.
If Martin Scorsese directed Monica's movie hashtag Follow Friday, would it have been a critically acclaimed classic?
It would have been amazing.
I don't think so. Yeah, I just stay at home moms, stay at home anybody who does the stay at home thing, God bless you, because I can't do it. You're stronger than I am. It's too hard. Monica, you're the same. No way. There is no way.
Yes, yes. I like daycare, teachers, all y'all, like, whoa. Yeah, I salute y'all because this is different.
Right. I mean, you've basically been a stay-at-home mom. You're working, but you've been working from home. And as best I can tell, on the outside looking in, I'm not a fan. You don't like it.
But I mean, it's not for me. But I do what I have to do.
Right. Oh no! You are getting it done. There is no doubt.
You didn't vote for it.
But yeah, then she's like, I'm coming back. Oh, I need to get out of here, man. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. So that's one for me. I am so unproductive when I'm home because those things won't leave me alone. They always want something.
Well, you know, it's amazing that you know my calendar and what it looks like. It still looks like that. So even with everything in the world, like you would think that my calendar would clear up and look like more. There'd be more space.
Well,
because it does look all jumbled up. It still looks the same.
Right. No, so, I know because you're just writing out your serial killer goals and your crazy thoughts and every other thing. And those never change. Yeah.
I never believed
there was actually to-dos on that list. It was more like, you know, to kill list or what, you know.
Oh, boy.
Lots of scrawls and scraggles and everything going on. All right. I'm done. Let's go to Fat Chance here next. Then, I mean, what the witches have done.
The witches?
Yeah, the witches have done something. Yep.
Witches.
Yep, these witches. The witches versus the moon, and now we're all going to be affected by it. Only in 2020 do we have to deal with witches and curses. So we'll explain. Brand new birthday scam on the way as well. Now, Fat Chance with Uncle Twan.
Woo! Fat Chance, a game where I give Zach and Monica a category, and we see how confident they are in naming things within that category.
Confidence is important. I mean, listen to Antoine. He thinks he's so confident that he could be a stay-at-home dad and a successful YouTuber all at the same time.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Man, I'd love to see you try. There's no way to set that up. You can't just magically have children and become a stay-at-home dad.
It would be...
Well, you can babysit for a week.
It'd be the Uncle Twan featuring Henny and Lenny podcast.
See, I don't think he can babysit for a week, Monica, because the problem is if we send him Henny and Lenny, they're going to behave differently than they would if it was Dad Twan.
That's true.
Right. Uncle Twan, he can fill him full of Twizzlers maybe by the Thursday of that week. Maybe. But they have to live there all week. He knows that they're eventually going home. They know that they're eventually going home.
No rules.
I just don't think it would
work.
Do
whatever you want, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And then he gives them back to us, and they've just... They've backpedaled, you know.
I'm the best uncle in the history of uncles. Just saying.
It'll take us 3 years to reverse everything. It's like when you go to the gym for a year and then you skip for 1 week and all of a sudden you're fat. All your muscles go away. That's exactly what it would be. Okay, it's me versus Monica in the game of stuff and things and confidence. And we're given a category and we battle back and forth. So I'll do 7. Yeah, well, I'll do 9. Oh, yeah, Fat Chance. Boom shakalaka. Let's see how it's done. Shall we play the game?
Let's play the game. All right, Zach, I will allow you to bid first in this category.
Okay.
It is National Get Out of the Doghouse Day.
I've been there.
Have you visited? You have a timeshare?
Doghouse.
Oh, yeah. I definitely have a timeshare. Because a timeshare is something you don't want it, but you end up having to use it all the time
You're just stuck.
You're like, oh, man.
Guess I'll be here on the weekend.
I got to use... Well, there's a commercial that's about 4 o'clock in the morning that says how to get out of a timeshare. I need to be like, mine's a doghouse. I got to get out of the doghouse,
all right.
Man.
So in 15 seconds, how many... And I'm the judge. How many legitimate reasons can you name that would get you put in the doghouse?
Okay.
And I'm the judge, so let's not get all silly-willy.
Okay. So it's sort of creative, but not completely ridiculous.
Yeah. No, not ridiculous.
Like,
not creative.
Murdering your wife's sister. I mean, is that too strong?
That's prison. Okay. That's prison. That's prison, guys.
That's the big house.
Yeah.
That's
the big house.
Man, I feel like with Antoine's criteria, this is going to be slightly harder. So I'm going to go with 8.
That doesn't start with an
you said
S.
8?
Yeah. How do you go 8?
I was thinking 7, but I wanted to go
8. All right, Monica, you have the ability to put people in the doghouse, so how many reasons to get put in a doghouse can you name? Right now it's 9 or more.
Oh, gosh. Don't want to go 9. Fat chance.
Oh, interesting.
Switch it up.
That
is surprising.
That's interesting right there.
All right. So, Zach, 15 seconds. I need 8 reasons to be put in a doghouse.
Here we go. 15 seconds now. Not doing enough chores, not taking care of the kids, not making enough money at work, not communicating well, cheating, never makes dinner, never takes out the trash, hasn't cleaned the garage, never cleans up the dog poop and she stepped in it, leaves shoes around all over the place, is mean.
All right, so you got close because you said chores, and then you started listing chores.
Fair enough.
And I didn't count not making enough money because chances are you guys may just live in a doghouse. But you still got 8.
Okay. Woo!
You still
got 8. But the correct answer is I got 8.
Yay!
That was harder than I thought it would be, though.
Yeah.
Actually, it was as hard as I thought it would be.
It's tough.
But that is a point
for
me.
Point for Zach. All right, Monica, you need a point on this round to force the tiebreaker.
I'm kind of sad that I didn't get to hear Monica's reasons because I feel like maybe some good stuff would
have
come out.
Oh, she was throwing out like 38.
Oh.
She would have had a bunch.
I don't know if I want to make you do an exhibition round of that. But, all right, round 2. Here we go.
All right, Monica. Kids are outside. They're out and about. Well, not really, but they should be because it's summertime.
Kids are inside. They're on their iPads.
All right, so previously I've had you name playground equipment. We have to remove all the playground equipment. In 15 seconds, how many playground games can you name? So cannot be used in any equipment. So none of the slides, monkey bars, merry-go-rounds, none of that. So games that kids play on the playground that won't get them suspended or put in detention.
I'll go 5.
6.
I
got 6,
play?
Baby. I'm ready.
I feel confident in Zach's 6 right now.
Uh-huh. I feel confident in that. Gosh, I guess I didn't play as a kid. But I'm going to go 7.
Okay. I want to hear these. Fat chance.
I guess I didn't play as a kid. All right, so 7 playground games that do not require playground equipment.
Okay, here we go. 15 seconds. Go!
Okay, Duck Duck Goose, Ring Around the Rosie, Catch 'em if you can, Look That Car, Guess the Car, Let's Chase after each other, Let's Run, just the Walking Game, Be Quiet in the Corner Game, Twister.
You say Guess What State?
Yeah, they had like the state, like the map on the blacktop, you know what I'm saying?
And no.
School did you go to that on a kickball court there was a map?
Well, Antoine, they were busy playing Look at That Car.
I gave her credit for that because it may be a parking lot. You know there's a game called Tag. You know, like chase them.
Oh, yes, Tag.
Freeze Tag.
That was a chasing,
Dodgeball. Yeah.
Mother May I.
Yeah. Stick ball.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, all those.
Red light, green light.
Uh-huh. Butts up.
That's the walking game, the red light.
The walking game.
The walking game.
Uh-huh. Well, all right, today, kids, we're going to play breathing. Who's ready to play breathing?
All right, so here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Monica, you did not get enough.
Okay.
Right? So in theory, the game would be over. But cut the music off.
Oh, okay.
Cut the music off. No. We're not doing that.
Okay, go ahead.
Because, Zach, I am putting you on the hot seat right now.
Okay.
Monica. In 15 seconds, this is a Zach category. He has to hit this number to win. And don't be ridiculous with your bid, Monica. Sports are coming back starting tomorrow.
I've heard of sports, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many sports movies do you think Zach can name in 15 seconds?
Ooh.
Oh, gosh. 15 seconds? I give him 10.
10.
10. Okay. All right, that's where we're going right there. That's the only bid.
Okay.
So, Zach, in 15 seconds, I need 10 sports movies for your win.
All right. See if I can do it. I don't know why I have to do this for my win after I just
because I'm the judge
of this whole thing.
See, all right,
you know what,
all
mister? Right. If there was a prize at all, I'd be mad about this, but there's not. So whatever. Okay, here we go. 15 seconds, 10 sports movies. Rocky, Creed, we're going to go with Field of Dreams, The Rookie of the Year, Remember the Titans, Air Bud, Leatherheads, Angels in the Outfield, Space Jam, Basketball Diaries.
You needed 10, and you got 11.
Oh, hooray!
Yeah. Oh, there we go. And you forgot about Moneyball.
Even
is
with
that.
That.
Is that a sports movie?
It has the word ball in it. It has to be sports. It's exactly. A baseball movie.
All right, congratulations
good,
to me.
Good job.
There we go.
I just wanted to put you on the hot seat. We'll see if you can do it.
I forgot the movie, Looking at Cars.
Oh.
The movie.
What about The Walking Game?
The Walking Game. Yes, Walking exactly. Game. Forgot about that one, too. Or was it Name the State, the movie.
Or yep. Go Sit in the Corner and Be Quiet.
Two.
The sequel.
The Quiet Game.
The Quiet Game. A Quiet Place. That's what that one was. Yep. Y'all didn't know The Quiet Place was a sports movie?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
It was a really interesting
sport.
Good
job, Zach. Good job.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Okay, Antoine, we're told by Monica that she almost injured herself just a second ago.
Said. I sure did.
Okay, so we're supposed to check our text.
I sent you a text of what I was trying to do during the song break.
You were not trying to do this.
Yes, I did. I almost hurt myself, like, terribly.
Monica.
I was trying, and it was painful, almost passing.
All right, so for the listeners, I'm going to describe this the best way possible. Right,
yeah, you do it, because I don't think I'm capable of describing this in a way that doesn't get me fired. So
right,
you do it.
So imagine doing a side plank, and taking your top leg and making you're flexible enough to kiss your knee. I guess that's the best way I can describe it. Your top leg comes all the way up to your face.
I was thinking, it's basically try to turn yourself into a capital I. I mean, that's really what this looks like here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you tried to do
this
that.
There's a girl I follow on Instagram, and she has all these unique yoga poses.
You should unfollow her.
Yeah, that right there was something else. I was like, I'm going to pass out down here.
Yes.
Hit my head on the floor.
Well, that was very ill-advised of you.
Okay.
Who's going to put you back together?
I don't know.
They couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together, and I don't believe they would be able to do Killa Booty back together either.
Oh, man.
Okay, witches versus the moon.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Oh, 2020, the year that just won't stop. Mm-hmm. And now I am told that the witches have put a hex on the moon. They're dancing around in their goatskin pants or whatever it is they do.
Okay.
And this is a thing on TikTok, # witch talk. You see what they did there?
I see.
You see what
I'm following.
You see
I'm
what
following.
These bunch of witches did over there? And it's gone. Witch talk has gone viral. And I guess a lot of young witches hang out together on the TikTok. And they have announced that they have banded together and they have put a hex on the moon. So in case you're wondering. Yes.
Why did they do that? What did the moon do to them?
I guess it was just staring at them all funny or something.
I don't want more hexes.
I know. They said the sun might be next.
Don't need it.
They were thinking about that. I know. We don't need this right now. And as someone points out, because again, this is all just ridiculous, but they say that, you know, the gods who rule the moon as well as the sun are Artemis and Apollo. Here's your Greek mythology. Mm-hmm. And here's why you care about this, because Apollo is the god of health and medicine. So that we're going to go ahead and anger the god of health and medicine during the middle of a pandemic. Thanks. Though he seems pretty angry already. I guess now would be a good time.
I don't know if I'm going to be a part of this. I feel like I'm going to be like collateral damage.
I know. I feel like we all are. Right. Yep. Where the god of health and medicine is just furious right now. And now we're just piling on. He's sort of like Tiger Woods' wife back in the day. Finds out her husband's cheating. Oh, yeah, wait. He's cheating twice. No, wait, 3 times. No, wait, 1,000 times. And just, you know, going red line on this one. So everything, you can blame the witches. That's what's going on.
Number two.
This is goofy. Major League Baseball is, according to Monica, that could be just the end of the story right there. This is goofy, Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm.
The end.
Uh-huh. The end.
Yep.
Baseball is back tomorrow, believe it or not.
Yes.
Actual major American sports back tomorrow.
Yankees, let's go Yankees.
Yep, Yankees, Nationals, Dodgers, Giants. I could say right now to Monica, be like the pancakes taking on the, and she wouldn't know if that was a team.
That's great.
She's like, those are some great mascots.
Pancakes won last year, didn't they? So this is what Major League Baseball is doing. I guess it's kind of cool, but it's kind of weird because there's no fans. Ain't got no fans, no crowd. So they're allowing you to cheer and clap from home.
Wait.
Okay.
I was going to do that anyway.
Yeah, but this is how to be interactive. It's a feature where you can cheer, boo, or clap. And the scoreboard operators at the ballparks will adjust the artificial crowd noise to match what you and the other fans submit on the website.
Oh.
So, you know, maybe you hate the Houston Astros because they're a big bunch of cheaters. So if some pitcher throws at their face, you could put a bunch of cheers And it, yay, the crowd would go, yay.
I don't know if I hate this.
Here's why I hate it. They're chickening out, though. There's no booze. It's only cheers.
No booze?
Right. So what you'll know is if everything's really quiet, it's because everyone's hitting the boo button and they're not letting it happen.
That's okay.
But they know with the internet, everything will be booed all the time.
Yeah, there'll be people hacking it just to boo nonstop. Right. They're not even watching the game.
Right. I feel like they need to at least have a some sort of workaround or a hack where the Houston Astros are allowed to be booed.
They're the only team that can get booed.
Boy, they're getting a pass this year. Here's a team, Monica, here's your sports news in about 30 seconds in an interesting way. Uh-huh. Houston Astros, big cheaters, proven. So basically proven that they cheated during the World Series that they won. So this is the first regular season games since, you know, all these cheating allegations were proven. So really they were going to get destroyed. Every single stadium they went to, people are going to boo the heck out of them, and now they get to play an entire season in front of nobody. You want to talk about a hall pass right there? That's like the greatest
that is a pass.
Hall pass in the history of the world.
Number one
trending. This is so weird, but I could see it happening. Maybe it'd be really cool. Elon Musk. He's the Tesla guy.
He's the everything guy right now.
He's the everything guy.
What is he doing now?
He's really weird, but he's also really smart. And, you know, he's doing all these things where people think, all right, that's impossible. Some regular guy's not going to build a bunch of rockets and just send him into space. Oh, no, actually, he'll do that. Talking about building tunnels underground and super speed trains, that stuff is happening. So he's got a company called Neuralink, which they're developing computer brain interfaces. So these are basically chips for your brain.
Okay.
In order to, you know, increase your intelligence or your ability. I'm going to guess, I don't know, like surf the internet with your eyeballs, that kind of thing. But someone asked him the question of, could I listen to music and stream, you know, say Spotify inside my own brain? And he said, yeah, that's the plan.
Weird.
So crazy.
Would I not need the interface on my phone, and I would just think I want to hear blah, blah, blah song?
It would probably be that at some point. Right now, what they're saying is they have these super thin wires that are supposedly thinner than human hair, and they're going to go into your brain, and then you could connect them to an external computer at times to sort of, you know, the computer could read your brain. But he says eventually the plan is for it to be wireless.
So kind of like headphones without headphones.
Correct.
Gotcha.
So could someone hack your brain?
Oh, yeah.
Could they hack you?
Probably.
What if somebody hacked your brain and you had to listen to Adam Sandler movies?
Hanukkah song all the time in Monica's head.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be great. Actually, you know what would happen, Antoine, is a hacker would hack into Monica's brain and run screaming in the other direction.
No, no, no. They'd close the door behind them.
Yep. They're like, forget it. I'm the hacker. Take me to jail. I can't do this anymore. But yeah, how weird would that be? And would it make the song better? Because, I mean, you'd feel the song.
Yeah. I don't know, because then I wouldn't want to hear sad music, because then it's going to make you have that neural reaction. No,
it would also be weird, too, where I go to talk to Antoine. He's like, hang on, I'm listening to DaBaby right now. You got to like hold your finger up to your head. You can't even tell already when people have iPods in or whatever, the AirPods, if they're talking to you or somebody else or what the heck is going on. So now I don't even know. What are you doing? They're listening to the Thang podcast.
Right.
Man, imagine us being inside people's brains. See, now that's where you sell it to Monica if she gets interested. You could be inside someone's head, Monica.
Honestly, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you like that idea.
Yeah, she wants to be the hacker, not the hacky. Understood. So it's down the road. You can see that happening. It makes sense based on the progression of technology.
It definitely does. It definitely does.
All we're going to focus on right now is messing with someone during a birthday scam. We do it old school, baby. It's called a huffin' and a puffin', and it is next on the K92 Morning Thing.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang.
Today's scam is on Thomas. His wife let me know that her car is in the shop and they're expecting a call on their repairs. So, you know, Thomas is, of course, anxious to find out how much is this going to cost him. And unfortunately for him, it's going to take me a really long time to tell him because I'm winded and I'm out of shape. It's the birthday scam, a huffin' and a puffin' on the K92 Morning Thang.
Hello?
Hey, hi. I'm looking for Thomas.
Speaking?
Hey, Thomas. This is Norm Peterson. I'm calling from Auto, calling about your Explorer.
Yes. Do you have an update?
Yeah. Hey, Thomas. I do. Yeah.
Okay. So, what is it?
Whew. Man, I'm sorry. I just ran in from outside before I called. So, just a little bit out of breath here.
Okay, no problem. So you said you had an update on the car?
I gotta be honest. I have not been eating healthy since this whole coronavirus thing, and man, am I out of shape?
Okay, well, just take a deep breath.
Yeah, okay.
Look, are you okay?
Yeah. I'm good. Thanks for asking. I'm sorry. Anyway, so your wife's Explorer.
Yeah.
It looks like the total on the repairs is going to be
Hello?
Yeah. I'm here. I just had to sit down. Sorry.
Okay, so what's the total on the Explorer?
Do you work out?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I got to join a gym. I mean, do you have one that you recommend?
All right, look, can you just give me the information on the car first, please?
Is it the one that serves, like, pizza on Mondays? I kind of like the idea of that.
All right, listen, can you just tell me how much the car is going to cost?
Yeah, okay, you're right, all right, I'm sorry. I guess, lightheaded there for a second, my bad. So, the car, the total charges will be
Oh my God, are you kidding me right now? Just tell me how much the car is going to cost,
please. I'm sorry. Man, I should not have tried to run like that.
How much is it going to cost?
Okay, yeah, so I'll tell you, it's the...
Oh, for sake, just spit it out.
Okay, birthday scam. You're on a birthday scam. Hi, it's Zach from K92. You're on a birthday scam.
Wait,
hi.
What is this?
This is a birthday scam, and you are on K92. And to be honest, I'm getting lightheaded from breathing so hard all the time. Hi,
oh,
Thomas.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
No. Nope. Hi. Happy birthday.
Oh my God.
K92. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. There's something you don't understand it. Why do they do it? Why is it a thing that they do or don't do for that matter? And it just confuses you to no end. And it could be a significant other. It could be a family member. It could be a kid. I mean, I guess it could be someone you work with. You just don't understand.
Right?
Like, what is their behavior? Why do they have this one thing on their desk? What is going on? My mother, I don't understand her refusal to purchase bread. She won't buy bread. She will not buy bread.
Does she eat bread?
Why?
Does she like bread?
Sure.
But she won't buy it.
When she watches my children, and she watches them
her
over the weekend.
Babies.
Right, when she watches the grandbaby. So they're there for, and this is for several days. Every time I send them there for overnight or longer, she tells, I have to send them with a loaf of bread. She always says,
okay,
don't forget the loaf of bread in case for sandwiches or French toast or whatever. And I'm baffled because she serves them other food. She purchases, you know, goods from merchants,
right,
in order, mm-hmm, to do this. Why can she not buy a loaf of bread on top of that? Why? And it's always the bread. It's never anything else. Don't forget the bread.
Your kids eat a lot of bread.
They don't eat a lot of bread.
I used to eat a lot of bread.
But furthermore, even if they do, Monica, again, why would she not purchase the loaf of bread when she's purchasing all the other things? Why do I have to send them with a loaf of bread? It's not like I'm making the bread at home, and that's the only bread that they eat. They only eat dad's homemade bread. It's Sara Lee white bread. It's bread.
Maybe she could never find it at the grocery store.
It's in the bread section. Right there. It's there with all the bread. I don't get it.
Well, that's how she gets her bread, is that they come over and she's like, well, I'll keep that half loaf.
Oh, trust me. I always ask for that loaf back. I got my half loaf back. Where's my change? I want my change. Bring me my bread. That's my bread, yo.
Have you ever asked her?
No.
Like, just straight up, like, Mom, why won't you get the bread?
No. No, because she never makes.
Offer to buy something different next time. I'm like, you get the bread and I'll get the.
I shouldn't
the,
have to offer to buy anything.
The fruit snacks.
I don't understand. I why am I the supplier?
It's
I
her
don't
payment.
Get it.
It's her payment for babysitting.
She's supposed to love her children or so. It shouldn't. It's not babysitting when it's your family. I've been told that as a father, you can't say you're babysitting your own kids. So I don't think you can say you're babysitting your own grandkids either. Ooh. It's a privilege. That's the gift.
That's
right
a
there.
Privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's a privilege. You were trying to pawn off the little babies on me. It's a privilege for her.
I was trying to give you a privilege. I wasn't trying to pawn anything off. What are you talking about? Yeah, I don't understand it. And it's those random little things. Like here's with my wife. Here's something I don't understand. I have a coffee mug at the house. It's one of those Yetis or Arctics or whatever you want to call it. She won't wash that thing. She will not wash it. It sits in the sink dirty. It can sit there with 2,700 other dishes. She will wash all of them except for that one thing. It sits there all the time. Why?
That's your special mug.
Yeah.
Have you complained about the mug and how it was cleaned in the past? Or
no. But
it's
I don't.
Your mug.
If I put it in the dirty dishes, yeah. Why is that my mug? If I eat off a plate, is that my special plate?
But like, does she ever drink out of that mug?
No.
That's only your mug.
Correct.
So therefore, you're the one that washes it.
But if one of her mugs is in the sink, I wouldn't be like, well, this is your container. I'm not going to wash this.
I mean,
Does she have beef with that mug?
Does she have
beef? Something happened where that mug was lost, and you said, what happened to my mug? And she was the one that lost it. And then she found it, and she was like, you know what? I'm not dealing with that mug ever again.
Not that I remember. That mug took her out to dinner and then never called her
afterward. She had to get rid of a dish to make room for that mug. Maybe she got rid of one of her favorite mugs because Zach's favorite mug has to be here.
And
she lost space in the cabinet.
I don't know. That's why that mug? Why? It's not like it's any harder than any other thing to wash.
But I understand that because it's a stubbornness. Like my mom is very. So I am not. While I'm all about communication, I hate talking on the phone. Right. Oh, I'm not a big fan of talking on the phone.
I got you, Antoine.
Right. And it drives my mother up a wall that I'm not calling her like every single day.
Ugh.
But she refuses to call me. Like, if you call me, I'm going to answer, Monica. If you call me, we're going to have that conversation. She will only call me to point out that I haven't called her.
Mm-hmm.
She won't call me just to say, hey. She will call and be like, you know you still have a mother, right? You could call me sometime. I'm going to go. Bye. And then hang up.
See, that's okay.
You got me on the phone now. Let's talk.
That's a mother thing right there. My mother, she'll pull that too, where I'll call her and she'll say, oh, I'm glad you called. I've been needing to talk to you. The phone is two ways.
Yeah, I got a text from my mother like a week ago that says, why haven't I heard from you? I wanted to reply. I didn't. Why haven't I heard from you?
Yeah,
you brought me in this world. You need to check on
me. You're supposed to call.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm your baby.
Exactly. And I'm the baby in the family.
Exactly. I can hear it. Listen to him. He's definitely the baby in the family.
I am the baby.
So am I.
You better call your mama.
Give me my attention.
You mothers.
I called her.
You mothers are all like Monica, except for Monica, who calls everybody all the time. I wish it was the other way.
I call my mom every morning, 4:30 in the morning. I call.
I wish Monica would wait for us.
I know. I wish Monica would wait for us to reach out. Your mother probably thinks the same thing. Oh, my God. Here it is again. Here we go.
She must be going to the gym.
Yeah, I'm gonna call y'all today.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't understand my husband Jared and how he leaves food in the car. Like, it's hot outside.
I know.
He'll put his little Debbie cakes or whatever snacks, and they will be all melted.
Ugh. And he'll eat them anyway.
Like how?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll eat them. He's like, it's all right.
He just squeeze it out. Like, now it turns like a Joker. He just squeezes the Christmas cake out the plastic.
What'd you have for lunch today? Chocolate juice? Oh, so good. Mmm, delicious.
That fudge round turned into pudding real
quick. I'm a sinner. Kids, don't be like me. When you grow up, be better than me.
Yes.
It won't even be that hard. It'll be easy. You can be better than me.
Is it a low bar? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, my God. It is. You just kind of step over it. That's it. It's very low to the ground. Sometimes you just keep secrets from people.
But that's not good.
No.
It's not good to keep secrets.
Maybe sometimes it's okay. This is last night. I couldn't resist. I couldn't resist the temptation, but I didn't want anyone to know my shame. I didn't want them to see me and my secret burger that I ate last night.
A secret burger.
A secret burger. A burger that no one else knew about. A burger that no one else had. A post-dinner burger also.
I was going to say, I thought you had BLTs for dinner.
Yes, Monica. I did have BLTs for dinner.
And that B doesn't stand for burger.
No. That'd be good, though. Burger. Well, burger, lettuce. That would just be a burger.
That's a burger.
Wait, BLT, a burger, lettuce, and tomato. Oh, wait, I'm just having a burger. Never mind. No, we have BLTs. Oh, it's BLT season, baby. If you ain't eating BLTs right now in your house, I don't know what's wrong with you, because the tomatoes are here and they're fresh and they're wonderful. And you go to the farmer's market and you get them and you just do that bacon and everything. Oh, it was so good. Yes. So that's what I ate for dinner. But what did I have after dinner? The secret burger. Because I had some leftover meat patties from the night before. Because, you know, I got kids that, my son's annoying. He don't want to eat the same thing we eat all the time. So I had whipped up some meat patties for him to eat the night before. And there was one left.
Okay.
This little, in the shape of a burger. There it was. Just sitting in the refrigerator. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to make myself a secret burger that no one else knows about. I'm going to take this leftover bacon from the BLTs. I'm going to take this leftover L's and T's from the BLTs. And I put it in the container with the little meat patty and I just put it off to the side. I just made it look like, oh yeah, I'm just cleaning up a bunch of leftovers over here. No problems. Pay no attention to the man over here.
This is premeditated.
Wow. It was premeditated secret burger.
Ooh, that's even worse. It wasn't even a crime of passion.
Yep. And then.
Was it good?
Hell yeah, it was good. You bet it was. It was good. It was forbidden. It was wonderful. And I waited because my wife, in her line of business, she takes care of pets and stuff, and she had a night visit.
Mm-hmm.
So she was gone, and I did. I waited till she left to eat that burger because I didn't want her to see me. My dessert was a burger. Like, you know what? I'm going to have a burger for dessert. So I waited for her to leave, and then I sat in the corner and didn't really even let my son see what was going on over there. Kind of looked over like, look away! Eat your popcorn. Don't look at Dad. I'm eating Mike Burker. Yeah, it was good. It was worth it.
That's not good because you've complained in the past about your kids requesting more food after eating a meal.
Yes.
And now look at you.
Yeah.
Requesting more food or making more food.
A second dinner.
Yes, a second dinner. Let me explain to you, Antoine, and I believe Monica will agree with me on this one. When you are a parent,
right,
you do as I say, not as I do. What did I say?
Right.
Don't be like me. You know what it is? I'm helping them. I'm providing an example of what it looks like to go down this path.
Right.
Don't go down this path.
You don't seem guilty about it. I don't get that sense of guilt coming out of this confession.
Because
right now.
I am a bad person. That's what we've established.
Okay.
I have no remorse. I'm conditioned to this now. Don't be like me. Remember in Beauty and the Beast?
Yes.
When the father had the choice of the two paths. And one path had, it's just sunny and the birds and it just looked wonderful. And the other path looked like death and destruction. And that moron chose that path.
Right.
That's the Zach Road. That's Zach Avenue.
Yep. He chose Zach.
Yeah. He went to Zach America on that one. Yeah. I ate my secret burger and now I feel fat because I have not gone to the gym this week.
Well, that's good.
Either,
so. I'm glad you feel fat.
I do.
Sneaking around, tiptoeing around to have a burger. When the rest of your family had to get just lettuce, tomatoes, and a little, because you probably skimped on the bacon. They probably didn't even get a bunch of bacon either.
Well, you had to hold back a couple pieces for this secret burger.
Exactly. Oh, because it was premeditated.
You had the meat sweats.
That's okay.
I hope so.
They'll be worth
the meat sweats and you feel all groggy.
And you know what? I know, Monica, but you'll back me up on this one. If they're complaining about their lack of bacon, y'all can make dinner at any time.
No.
Right?
Oh, that's true.
Uh-uh.
Yes.
No, because they're not allowed to use the microwave. Because remember, Lennon a couple weeks ago tried to do some popcorn on his own and he got scolded.
Because
he didn't take it out the plastic.
He can have an apple for dinner.
There's apples. Is he Sleeping Beauty?
There's always something.
Snow White?
Exactly. There's always something for you to get. So there, man. Talking about me and my secret burger. Text 52353. Last week, Zach said he was a hero. I did say that.
You did.
Looks like he's lived long enough to see himself become the villain.
That's how that happens.
You know, you know what they say.
You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
I want to live.
And it lasted a week. You were a hero for a week.
I thought that was pretty good. I thought I did a good job.
There you go.
I know. Let's see. Text 52353. Love to hear from you. If you have any dirty little secrets you want to throw in, we'll do those in about 20 minutes. Also, we were talking about things you don't understand about other people that they do or don't do. This one, everyone can relate to this one. I do not understand people who don't read the entire email but will then email you questions that are clearly already addressed in the original email, and then they get all defensive when you point out that per my previous email, jerk face.
I had a professor in college, because it's not an email, but you know they give out the syllabus and there's all the dates in there, and I emailed one of my professors like, hey, when is the date of blah blah blah? He goes, hey, actually, could you come in my office so I could talk to you sometime, schedule an appointment? And I walked in there. Best professor ever. He looked at me and goes, are you dumb?
I said,
wait, excuse me? And he pulled out the syllabus. He goes, the question you asked is right here. and we had a close, we still have a close relationship to this day because it started with, are you dumb?
Maybe.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Emails are worse. My other favorite is when you ask someone specific questions, questions for them.
Yes.
And they'll just email you back. Sounds good. Thanks. Just let me know what I need to do. Answer all the questions.
Yes.
What's the problem here?
Oh, boy, that's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. We love some emails.
I just don't love communication in general. It's all of it. Anyway, let's go ahead and do the hot list.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
Oh, man. Communication, yes. Talk about social media and Kanye West and how he's been tweeting up a storm about his wife. Yeah, it's not good.
Well,
it's
his soon-to-be ex-wife is what it sounds
but
like.
I actually think that Kim, they have, 10 kids together?
I think that
they're going to work through it. But he was tweeting about Kim and how Kim is trying to put him in a hospital, get him help. Trying to lock him away.
Right.
And yeah, he tweeted that, tweeting their business out. Well, Dave Chappelle.
Well, he tweeted that he's trying to divorce her. I mean, he put that in there. He said,
kinds of craziness out there. But Dave Chappelle, being a good friend, decided to jump on a jet and fly out and check on Kanye.
Yeah, so I guess Kanye is holed up in his Wyoming ranch.
Yes.
Kim and the family are not there, so he's there with some friends. And one of those friends is Dave Chappelle, who also, I mean, this is uncomfortable. He's putting Dave Chappelle on the spot going, hey, man, tell us some jokes.
Dave, can you please just make us smile? The world needs some joy.
A smile, right?
Yeah, we need a smile. We need some kind of, some joke, something to like lift our spirits.
Uplifting joke. Now, you know I don't write them.
But they laughed and they hugged and stuff. And I watched that video yesterday. And they, it was good to see that he has, I guess, like real friends. Hopefully they're real friends.
His real friends need to change his Twitter password because he also alluded to the fact that Kim may have cheated with another rapper, Meek Mill, back like in 2010 or whenever.
No.
He goes, the quote says, deleted tweet, I've been trying to get divorced since Kim met with Meek at the Waldorf for quote unquote prison reform.
He does need to stop. That's the problem. In case you're curious, his latest presidential platform is my new album drops Friday. I'm serious.
Okay, I will listen. But anyway,
I want to hear those policies.
Yes, and then he needs to stop. Simmer.
Idiot.
Okay, so Grey's Anatomy, they're going to take on the pandemic. People are still watching Grey's Anatomy. It popped up on Netflix. I'm like, oh, look at there. I'm not watching it.
I didn't realize it was still on. Like, it's one thing to pop up on Netflix, like, say, Friends, which is
an episode.
It's 17 seasons now.
Yes, we're going to address this pandemic, for sure. There's no way to be a medical show, a long-running medical show, and not do the medical stuff of our lifetimes.
Okay, you know what? Tell the truth, lady. What you're saying is, look, we've been on the air for far too long, and that's right. What is going
did
on
you
back
turn,
there?
Did you turn on Grey's Anatomy and now they have to watch it in the background, Monica?
What is going on back there?
Oh, Monica's not happy. She left. She's not here right now.
Continue. I think maybe he fell or something.
Yeah. She's taking care of something.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Let's move on.
This is what it's like to have to parent at home and deal with situations, and hopefully everything is okay. But they're covering the pandemic, Antoine, because they're out of ideas.
Well, Grey's Anatomy has turned into Law and Order, where they have to take real headlines and make it into a script, because once you're on for that long, you can't continue.
Oh, I know. Oh, are you back? Are you back now? Is everything okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Is okay.
All right. Good.
Before you say anything else, as your lawyer, Monica, this is live radio, so we're just going to move on.
This is live radio.
We are going to move on from whatever just took place.
Oh, man.
He's okay.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's they're always trying to kill themselves pretty much at all times. So don't worry. We covered your Grey's Anatomy story wonderfully
We took care of it
for you. Thank you. Okay. Yep. it all started with a little bug.
A bug.
We saw a spider.
Good.
Yeah.
Trevor's back.
Oh, man. The ghost of Trevor, baby. There it is. Let's kick it out. Let's do some music.
Set the tone for your day. It's the Happy Hour Triple Play on the K92 Morning Thing.
Sun's out, guns out today. And by guns, I mean flamethrowers, because it's 4 million degrees.
Do you believe him, or is he full of bullpucky? Angry Zach's Factor Bullcrap. And now, here's your host, King Zach.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Angry Zach's Factor Bullcrap. Woo! I'm your host, King Zach. Factor Bullcrap is Antoine versus Monica taking on Random Tidbits.
Yes.
Three rounds, get it right, get a point, get it wrong, lose a point. You're also allowed one screw. You force your opponent to answer your question instead. Let's do that!
Round
one.
Here in the game of fact or bullcrap, Antoine, you will go first.
All right.
As you take on Monica in the game, and it is fitting because this question is, I just thought of you when I found this question. So here we go. Fact or bullcrap, Antoine, the land speed record for a tortoise is 3 miles an hour. Fact, bullcrap, or screw? Antoine hates turtles. Actually, kind of an irrational fear of turtles.
Yeah. And I also realize I have an irrational fear of sloths, too, but that's another conversation.
Hmm. It's a slow-moving thing for
you. Yeah, that's really what it is. Yes.
So do you have an irrational... I was going to say old people. Very large, slow people. They also make
me uncomfortable.
Okay,
I'm going to say bullcrap.
All right, bullcrap.
Well, bullcrap went to 3 miles per hour.
Yes.
Correct.
That is correct. The correct answer is 0.63 miles an hour.
They are not going three.
It happened at an amusement park in England.
No.
Did you put like a speed gun on the thing?
Was it going downhill?
Or just sat there and just watched
and
thought.
Boxcar?
That looks like about 0.63. We'll go ahead and go with that. Okay, point for you, Antoine, in the game. Monica, your question in round one. Here we go. Fact or bullcrap, Monica. 42% of men say they are turned on by Alexa's voice. Fact, bullcrap, or screw?
By Alexa.
Yes, Alexa.
I must not be getting her 42. To say the right things.
Mm-hmm. 42%.
I'm going to say bullcrap.
Bullcrap is...
Correct!
Yeah, it is 14%.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's kind
of
high.
Of weird 42. Dudes. Let's see if we got some hidden microphone action
here.
Hey,
Alexa. Yes? It's just been you and me during the pandemic.
You and me. And your computer. Would you like me to share your creepy and perverse searches with everyone in your family?
No.
No, that's okay. I was thinking maybe you could talk dirty to me.
Dirt is a substance, such as mud or dust, that soils someone or something.
That's not exactly what I had in mind.
I know what you're thinking, but I'm not that kind of girl.
No. But I was thinking...
Why don't you think about having a real conversation with an actual human?
Never mind.
Never mind is a phrase used especially in negative contexts, denoting less than likely.
Alexa, stop.
Yeah.
Don't ever proposition me again, you disgusting little man.
See, Alexa eventually has attitude.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't pay for all that.
I know. Telling you.
Just play Bruno Mars. Please.
Mine has never been the same since I used the F word with her. She just doesn't want to work quite as much. Anyway, that's a point for each of you.
Round two.
All tied up 1-1. Antoine, your question in round two. Factor bullcrap, Antoine. Science says the most hot dogs a human can eat in 10 minutes is 83. Fact, bullcrap, or screw? That Joey Chestnut just did 75.
So 83. So he hasn't reached his goal yet, his peak.
The peak of humankind is at 83.
All right. I'm going to say fact.
Fact is?
I'm going to say fact.
Correct.
Yep. They say based on stomach capacity and digestibility, even if you stretch your stomach out, science says 83. But I imagine someday we'll be able to beat science as people continue to evolve and you end up with skills that are just, you have them for no particular reason, like being able to eat a hot dog. But currently, 83 is your max. 10 minutes. How many do you think you can do in 10 minutes?
Three. I don't like... I hate...
I think one.
I hate the feeling of being that full. And then when I think about them dunking it in water, like the bread... Oh,
you know, I guess you gotta... Because the bread will expand and everything.
No, thanks. Three.
One.
How many toppings are on it? Because it may just go down to two.
Just a straight hot dog.
All right, three. We're back to three.
I could do five.
You can have that.
I don't want to. I don't want to do five.
You can have it.
Yeah. All right. Point for you. Monica, here's your... Monica, you're one. One hot dog?
Oh, one.
One. Okay, good.
Take one.
Factor bullcrap, Monica. When asked if they would rather travel to the past or the future, 65% of people said the past. Fact, bullcrap, or screw?
Did you say 65%?
65%.
Bullcrap.
Bullcrap is... Yep.
That means you're wrong.
Yeah. I don't want to go to the past. That seems silly. I've already been there.
Yeah, but I can go to the past and I could make some different financial decisions and things like
Maybe.
That.
Maybe. Yeah, I suppose
you
could
do that.
Well,
if you talk about this year...
I know, then you got to come back to this year. I don't want to start this year over again, man. Though if you go to the future and you find out it's worse.
Yes, I am. I will go back, come back to this year, and move to New Zealand in January. Y'all got to think it.
Okay, now you got it.
And then I'm going to send you Facebook pictures from New Zealand.
Interesting little factoid about that is more young people say the future and old people say the past because you want to go relive your nostalgia stuff.
Yeah, old people want to correct mistakes. Right.
Well, the 17-year-old, 17-year-old's like, I don't want to go back to when I was nine.
Yeah. I don't want to go through puberty again.
Terrible idea. No.
Chicken pox.
All right, 2-0.
Round 3.
Antoine, you get a point on this. You win. You get it wrong. We continue. You can screw Monica if you want. Fact or bullcrap, Antoine. Since the coronavirus, there's been a 30% jump in the request for tattoo removal. Fact, bullcrap, or screw Antoine?
Tattoo removal.
That's what I said, yes.
So 3 out of 10 people have been stuck at home and like, I need to get rid of this prison tattoo I have. All right. You know what? Since Monica is our tattoo aficionado, she gets to answer this question. So I'm going to screw Monica.
All right, tattoo aficionado. What do you say? Fact or bullcrap?
I'm going fact on that.
Fact is...
Correct.
Yep. I guess people.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are getting their tattoos removed and changed.
Yeah, rethinking their priorities. Maybe deciding I don't want to be like this anymore. I'm gonna get rid of that. I don't like you. Get out of here. I gotta get my initials off. All of that. All right, Monica, you stay alive. Here's your question. Get it right, and we will go to tiebreaker. You can also screw Antoine if you want. Fact or bullcrap? Martha Stewart has been struck by lightning 3 times. Fact, bullcrap, or screw? Monica.
I believe that's fact.
Fact is.
Correct.
I mean, or so she says. It's not like I have medical charts, but yeah, she says she's been struck by lightning 3 different times. Okay, first point in this game was earned by Antoine. You want this or do you want to give it to Monica?
You know what? I'm a gentleman. Monica can have this one.
All right. Ooh. Will he regret this decision? He sent her a screw. Might have cost him the game already.
It might have.
And will this cost him the game? Monica, you get this right, you win. Get it wrong, you lose. Here we go. Fact or bullcrap? You could fit 63 Earths inside Uranus. Or Uranus.
Oh,
I guess
really?
That's technically what it's called. Yeah, you know it's
really?
A Zach game if I'm gonna come up. You can fit 63 Earths inside of Uranus. The planet.
63 of them. Uh-huh. Okay.
I was unaware that Uranus was that big.
That joke never gets old either.
I wasn't big on science. I did not know Uranus was that large.
You don't know that though. Maybe it's smaller. We have no idea.
So I'm gonna say bullcrap on that.
Monica, you say bullcrap. Why do you think it's smaller or bigger?
I think it's smaller.
You think it's smaller? Well, you are wrong.
That means you're wrong.
Yep. That's a big old planet, that Uranus. 63 Earths get jammed in there.
Wow.
And the last few, it's just harder to
They're just trying to they're trying to get in there where they can fit.
They're like, move, elbowing each other and everything. Yeah, it's a big old planet. Congratulations, Antoine.
Thank you.
Almost cost you the victory. I thought you were going to lose. I thought she was going to say fact.
I got nervous.
And then walk away with a victory. But congratulations to you, Antoine. The kids were misbehaving, so the dad decides to do what to get them in line? What terrifying thing?
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Sometimes going out to drink could be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
But there could be circumstances or consequences, I should say. Consequences afterwards.
I don't like either of those things. I don't like circumstances or consequences.
And you definitely won't like this consequence.
And I don't like what the consequences or circumstances. That bothers me too.
Well, if this pandemic has you stressed out, Iceland has your back.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not a big fan of Iceland, mainly because of D2, the Mighty Ducks.
Were they the bad guys?
Yeah, that's who the bad guys in D2
See,
Mighty Ducks
I like
were of Iceland.
And the thing with Iceland to me is I used to want to go. So I'm going to go to Iceland. That'll be cool. And it was sort of before it became a thing. Because then it became a thing. Everyone's like, oh, I'm going to go to Iceland. And now I don't want to go anymore because I feel like, oh, everybody else went already. And I'm not excited about that. But here's the interesting little factoid about Iceland, because I think it was the last Soccer World Cup thing.
Uh-huh.
The Iceland men's team made it really far in the tournament.
All right.
And the reason why it's a big deal is you think, okay, country of Iceland. Do you understand the country of Iceland, all of the people, it's about the same as the city of Roanoke.
Yeah.
So it was like the city of Roanoke making it to the final four of the World Cup. So, I mean, that's amazing.
It's pretty
right
much
there.
Like a high school winning like the NBA championship or something.
Yeah. And they like brunette American men there. Because it's all, they got a bunch of blondes. So it's we're exotic and
so
interesting.
Zach, go there and be the man.
Yes, I'm the man. Well, with all this Iceland talk, let's continue. What do you have, Monica?
Okay, so yeah, Iceland said you're stressed out. We got your back. What are they doing? Are they A, going to pay for your vacation? B, going to take your screams? C, going to send someone over to cuddle you?
Okay. And did you say they're going to take my screens or my screams?
Yeah.
Your screams.
My screams.
Like,
scream. Ah!
Okay. Yeah, I thought scream. They'd be like, give me your iPad.
Give me all your screens.
How is this not stressing me out? I don't understand.
All right. I say C. They're going to send somebody over to cuddle.
Oh, that'd be nice. Nice blonde Icelandic woman to cuddle Das Fjordin with
but
you.
What if she sweats a lot? I don't know.
It's cold there. Oh, it'd be terrible.
She's coming here.
Oh, my God. I would like to be paid to go to Iceland, so I'm going to wishful think A, but something tells me it's B.
You are right. You're both wrong. So it's B. They're going to take your scream. So they said people that are struggling to let off some steam,
okay,
record your scream.
Okay.
And they'll play it over a loudspeaker in just like a remote part of the country.
Thanks.
So you can hear. Yeah.
I feel calmer already.
But I still have to. But I still have to scream.
And I'm still here.
Yeah, like it didn't change anything.
Maybe I scream and then I wake up and I'm, in Iceland where do they have coronavirus there? Is it melting?
I think it actually helps them feel better. They're like, gosh, they're really going through something.
Yeah.
Listen to that scream.
That's all this is.
We're
okay?
That it could be worse. That's what's happening there.
Yeah. Let's get up a bunch of Americans screaming because, boy, it sucks there. So we'll feel totally better about ourselves. Dad decides to blank to scare his misbehaving kids. A, stage a fake robbery. B, drive on the wrong side of the road. Or C, fake his own death.
Oh, gosh.
You're going A?
Stage a fake robbery.
Yeah.
I'm going
yeah.
driving on the wrong side of the road.
Wrong side of the road. Well, I can tell you that one of you is correct. Congratulations, Antoine.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, it's also landed him in jail and a DUI, just so you know, because this dude's driving down the wrong way on the highway. Kids are screaming in the back. And when the police pull him over, they say, what's the deal? Oh, they were misbehaving. That's why I was doing it.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Don't you always get tempted, though? You want to do that whole scared straight thing?
Yeah.
But I don't think it... I never feel like it's a good idea.
Not in that way.
Definitely not in this way.
It only works with a handful of people.
Yeah. I think it makes the hardened criminals harder. That's really all it is.
It's kind of like in school, you would get in trouble and get suspended. In theory... Mm-hmm. That would make the kids want to do better.
Right.
But for the kids that didn't want to be in school in the first place,
they didn't care.
You are just reinforcing how to get out of school.
Yeah, I never felt like any of those kids that had to go and break rocks on Maury ever truly felt sorry about anything they did.
Not at all.
You know, they might cry a little when they had to do chores, but that was all. Okay, Antoine.
All right. All of us have, for the most part, went out, had a night of drinking, threw a few back.
I remember those days.
Well, this guy did that, and then what happened? Was it A, his bladder exploded? B, he woke up married? Or C, he lost a body part?
Oh, my God. These sound like Monica choices.
Good yeah.
I'm going to say he lost a body part.
I channeled my inner Monica for this story.
I'm going to pray that the inner Antoine comes out in this story, and it's the relatively nice one of waking up married, because at least there's no hospital stays of any kind.
Well, Zach, unfortunately, you're wrong.
That means you're wrong.
And so is Monica.
Ah!
That means you're wrong.
He went out, had 10 beers, and had to pee, but said, you know what? I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to sleep it off.
Why would you? You can't sleep off peeing. You can't sleep it off.
18 hours later.
Oh, my God.
He feels his stomach hurting terribly. Goes to the hospital. His bladder exploded inside of him because he did not release all of that pressure.
All right. He should have known better, though.
He said, I'm just going to sleep it off.
Bad.
Right. I'm just going to sleep
Surprised
it off.
Surprised he didn't pee in a bed.
I know. Or you think about all those times you wake up in the middle of the night and you just don't want to get
and
out of bed.
And you don't want to pee. And you don't go.
Right. But an hour later, you wake back up and you go. 18 hours. My goodness.
I mean, that was a strong bladder, though.
And part of the intestines in his body ended up in his bladder because it exploded so much.
Oh, my God. You never understand what these people were. They go to the hospital finally, but you think, dude, I mean, you waited this long. You always hear these stories of man goes to hospital, complains of stomach pains, has lamp removed from butt. Like, you knew lamp was in your butt. Like, why would you do that? Oh, he tripped and fell on that lamp 4 days ago. No, he didn't. And why did you wait 4 days? Yes.
He was doing it wrong. Can you imagine a road trip? Because, I mean, a road trip with me, you got to stop.
Every 10 minutes.
You know?
He almost died.
You got to stop.
If he didn't come in when he did, he would have died.
Monica's bladder, wicked healthy. It's always empty, baby. That's right.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.